Hello, everybody. This is Walter. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our weekly In the Know call. Haven't talked to you in about a week and a half. Hope everybody, at least the U.S. citizens, had a nice Memorial Day weekend. I know I did, but we're back at it. So, again, welcome to the call. This is the In the Know with Send Out Cards call. And the goal here, for anybody who's new, is to really just discuss what are the questions or issues that support is getting, as well as what are we seeing on the social media, and what you in the field are getting from your downline. So we're just going to talk about the issues, make sure everybody has the answers, and then the goal is to have you go out and communicate that to everyone else. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Walter McFashion, Support Manager. Today I have with me, again, Sammy Shoup from our marketing department, and a very special guest. We have Glenn Bogue, who is our VP of Compliance, who will be talking about a couple of things. So we are going to just jump right in. I'm going to start with Sammy, who's going to give us some updates on some IT updates that happened over the last week period or so.
Hey, Walter. All right. Let's go over all of our ITS updates. Let's go over some of our known bugs. Our gift shop. We've had a lot of users asking why aren't all gifts available in the gift shop. Well, one of the issues we're running into is there is a maximum limit on what can be shown in a category. So we're working through that bug to make sure we can get all gifts opened up. If you know the name of the gift that you're searching for, please put it into the search function in the gift shop and see if you can find your gift that way. If not, just know that we understand that there's a bug and we're working on fixing it and updating it. The sponsor selection on the join form. Now, we were having this issue that when a user goes and they look you up, unless they click on you in the search function, it's not coding the new people to you as their distributor or as their referral partner.
So let me just clarify on that. So what happens, somebody goes to the join page, at the bottom is ask for the sponsor, somebody types in sponsor ID 1234, hit enter, to them it looks like the sponsor information is fulfilled, but a pop-up box comes up that a person has to click on to ensure that that sponsor is selected.
Yep, and that we've been dealing with that issue, but just know that we are working on fixing that and making it a more streamlined process. So in the meantime, make sure when you're signing people up that they go on and they choose you and they click on you after they've already said that, you know, they've already looked you up. They need to actually click on your name in particular in that sponsor function. Photo management. We know that we need to be able to delete photos and put photos with tags and, you know, folders and all those types of things. You guys, we're listening. We got you. We're working on it. We're, you know, getting some things into place so that you guys can have some more functionality on the photo management side. We ran into a scrolling issue. It's an interesting bug. It's only on some servers. It's only on some computers. We are noticing that this is happening a lot on older model computers, where you can't see the scroll bar or the scroll bar isn't working. So we are fixing that. So if you do run into that, we understand that it's a problem. Let us know just so that we can help you guys out. Last week we told you guys, and I just want to reiterate this again, there is a Resolution Office link now available directly through the prompt editor. When you click on the account button in your top left corner, your account information will show up. There on the right-hand side next to your referral partner ID, there is a link that says Resolution Office. You just have to click on that, and it'll take you to the Rev office. And then today we're going to do something a little bit different and do a quick marketing update. So as most of you know, our president of field operations, Steve Schultz, has been given the chance to follow his dream of becoming the president of a company. So we are extremely grateful to have worked with Steve over the last nearly 5 years. But we want you all to know that you're in good hands. Steve has always worked hand-in-hand with our department, the marketing team, and our marketing team has over 67 years of experience between us workers here at Send Out Cards. So you know, as we're getting into this transition, just know that a lot of us have been here for a long time. So we know a lot of the ins and outs and things, and working so closely with Steve, we're going to keep a lot of the things going that he has done. We need you guys to get on board with us and understand that we're still here. We're still going to be making things, you know, making things happen, creating new tools and all those items for you. I'm going to go through really quick and introduce our team, since there's some confusion out in the field of what the marketing team is and who the players are on the marketing team. So first off, we have our creative director, Ryan Tranmer. He's been around for 15 years. He does everything from our keynotes to our campaign store items. I mean, he's just all over the place. We've got Whitney Jensen. She's our brand manager and our event producer. Again, she's been around for a really long time. We have Brooke Adams. She's our event and marketing project coordinator. Brooke was with us for 6 years. She left for a little bit, and she's already back. So we're getting up there. Let's see. We've got Tina Painter. She is our field ops person right now. She's taking on a lot of things from Steve. She does all of our recognition and incentives. Let's see. We've got Heather. Heather Harris. She's our senior designer. She started out our card catalog. And she still creates cards all the time, but she's also moved into doing more corporate stuff for us as far as tools and different items like that. We also have Kathy Kennard. She has been here for just a little less than a year, but she is one of our graphic card designers as well. So that's how you see all those awesome new cards going in, is we've got a great design team. I am Sammy, so I've been here for a really long time. I'm a marketing specialist, so I work on communications and just different things behind the scenes. And then Edmonds. She is our executive assistant to Cody Bateman, but she's also going to be our field liaison. So she's going to be taking on a lot of some of the escalation or support issues from Steve for calls that he used to do with people to get them help. So she's going to be a tremendous asset as well. But that's our team. We've got a really solid team. We've got a lot of years of experience here at Send Out Cards between our team. So just know that we're ready. We know that it's a loss and we're going to miss Steve a lot, but we're ready to go. And we're still here. We're still going to do all the same things that we normally do. And, you know, you guys have our full undivided attention. So it's all going to be all right, so I just want to put that out there that it's going to be, everything's great. We've already got it all handled. And last, as far as this transition goes, on our Tuesday night leadership call, Cody told everyone that he would let you know what we would be doing during Steve's transition with the business acceleration workshops, the business trainings, things like that. So on Monday night, so Monday, June 4th, our leadership call will now be our Send Out Cards weekly call. We will host these calls at 6 p.m., the exact same time as the leadership calls, and you'll be able to get on that by phone. There will be an email sent out today explaining the change, as well as an extra bonus, our Monday call will actually be a Facebook Live / Zoom. So we'll be doing a cool presentation there with some special guests. Yeah, I'll let you guys wait for the announcement so you guys can see the details. But so Monday we'll have a special Facebook Live, and then after that it'll remain on the leadership call line, and Mondays at 6 p.m. Everything will stay the same that way. So keep your eye on your email. We'll also be making announcements all over Facebook, you know, just kind of our usual pathways. So make sure that you keep your eyes open, and you'll definitely get some communication about that today. So, Walter, that's it for me. You're up.
Okay. Thanks, Sammy. I just want to reiterate what Sammy just said. Our marketing team is here. You know, it's sad that Steve is leaving us. Many of us, everybody's going to miss him. He played a major role, but the marketing team will definitely pick up most of his responsibilities. What they don't, I will help step in and pick up. So, really, guys, things are going to keep happening. If you have some concerns, you'll have some place to go to. So No worries. We got you. Next, I want our special guest to come and talk. This is Glenn Vogue. He's our VP of Compliance, and I invited him today to talk about this mainly for you referral partners / distributors out there, about the dashboard. Over this last week, I got a couple of questions escalated to me on, you know, is the dashboard correct? How do I read the information? So I just wanted Glenn to come in to just go through how to read the dashboard, what it says, what the numbers really mean. Just make sure everybody's clear on that, and then he has a couple of other things to talk about. So, Glenn.
Well, before I say anything about that, I just want to say one thing about Sammy and about the marketing department and those people in that group. Sammy really was being very humble and not saying how good they really are, because they actually are quite amazing. If you could see the work that they do behind the scenes, you would not believe how amazing these people are. I've seen them running nonstop for days on end trying to get something worked out to be on time and to be right and to be good for everybody out there in the field. So even though Sammy was pretty humble about what she said, realize you've got some really good people there that are going to step up and help you out, and there's nothing to be worried about in that area.
Well, I agree with you, buddy.
All right, let's talk about the dashboard. The numbers on the dashboard. Let's start about how it all works. First of all, what we have is we have a connection to Revolution Office. That's where the data for the dashboard comes from. And the way it works is every night, actually it's really, really early in the morning before most people are awake, unless you're in Australia, because there's a nightly process that runs on the system that where Revolution Office gets its data from. That process runs, and it goes through and it updates everything that happens. I mean, it updates all the numbers, it updates all of the data, it re-indexes the information, it fixes things, it does everything that needs to be done. Now, what that does is it's kind of like running a bonus run as well, that nightly processing. So what it does is it has to have a time frame to run the processing on. So it uses the current week, because we're now on a weekly bonus payout, so it uses the current week instead of using some other arbitrary number. So, for example, if you look at the nightly processing, it's the current week. So it runs from May 27th to June 2nd right now. So that's this week. Now, the thing that it does, and then this is one of the things that I think confuses most people, is that we have a 35-day look-back period. So we start from the end of the bonus period, which in this case is the 2nd of June, and go back 35 days. And that means that some of the time frame that's covered isn't showing up there, because it doesn't happen until the end of the week. Now, if you go back to the previous week, for example, you have May 20th to the 26th. Now, you have to realize that then is doing a 35-day look back from the 6th of May back 35 days, which is goes back to the 22nd of April. So with that, as soon as we change days at the end of a week, so Saturday, because the week runs Sunday through Saturday, so on Saturday night or Sunday morning when the new nightly processing runs, it jumps weeks. So on the 23rd, actually the 24th, which was the Sunday, on the 27th, which was Sunday of this week, it actually jumped to the nightly processing showing us through the 2nd of June instead of the 26th of May. So what happens when that switch takes place is you're going to see numbers change, because it drops off an entire week's worth of information to gather the new weeks of information. And you have to realize that there are two big times when most subscriptions run. And there's reasons for that, because of the way we processed them before we switched over to our latest system and the way we charge now. The previous method that we used, most people, what they did is they didn't have their subscriptions processed until after the monthly bonus took place on the 10th of the month. So most bonuses or most subscriptions took place after that bonus run. So somewhere between the 10th and the 15th, there's a huge number of subscriptions that run. The other time period that subscriptions run is at the end of the month, and on the old system, the old way we did it, it was on the 28th of the month was the last day a subscription would run. So what you'd see is a bunch of subscriptions running up until the 28th. As soon as the 28th hit, they pretty much all died out. Now, there was occasionally a couple here, a couple there, but because of the way the months run and to keep things consistent, it would end on the 28th because of, well, February, basically, is the reason. So it knew that in February there was no 29th, 30th, or 31st, so it just forced everything back to the 28th. So when, especially in a week at the end of the month like this one, when we switched from the 26th to the 27th, so we switched to the next week, that puts the time frame that it looked at in the previous month past the 28th of the month. So those larger numbers of subscriptions that run at the end of the month all fell off the report. So a lot of people, you notice that the total volumes that are showing up in the dashboard go down. And that's going to happen. It's going to happen every single week. But it's going to happen more so in those time frames. So right around the 10th to the 15th and at the end of the month, you're going to see bigger drops because that's when most subscriptions run, is in those two time frames. Now, the other thing that we're working on, we've added this to your Revolution office now. So if you go into your Revolution office and you go to the commissions screen, there's little buttons across the top right-hand side that says commissions. If you click on that, then you'll see volumes. And if you pull up the volumes, now what you're going to see is that I've added the weekly bonus runs, or the weekly time frames. So you can see that there's one for the 27th through the 2nd of June, which is the current week, and there's one for last week showing for the 20th to the 26th. And so every week I'm going to start putting these in there. What this will show you is this is going to show you pretty close to the same numbers that you're going to be looking at on the dashboard. Now, there's a little bit of variation in that in the way that they're recorded and the time frames and how it functions, but this is going to be a good, at least, place to start looking at the numbers, especially if you can't see the numbers on dashboard or you're not sure about them. One of the benefits of this as well is you can actually click on the information here. There's several ways to view it, and you can click through them under, like, the total PV for your personal or the group volume or the different breakdowns that are there, and you can actually dial in to the order level. So, I mean, it'll get right down to showing you where the volume came from. Now, if it's somebody underneath you, you're not going to see customer names, but it will show you that there were customer orders or where the orders came from and what the volume of those orders were. One of the other things that we're working on right now, and if you are a Revolution Pro user, you've seen this already, you have a little widget that shows up on the page when you first log in, and it shows you your next rank target, and it'll show you the week that we're in, which is based, again, on the nightly processing data, and it shows you what's required to get to the next rank. But this also has your dashboard information available. So right now, if you are a pro user, you will see that. If you're not a pro user, you won't see it yet. We'll see what the responses are from people. If people love it, we're going to try and get it brought out to the rest of the field. But one of the things that you can see on this widget is you can look. This is one of the issues that we're having with the current dashboard, is you can see the current month, and you know that to qualify, for your bonuses, you have to qualify 2 months in a row. One of the things that you can see on this new widget in the Revolution Office is there's actually a way for you to click through and look at what you had last month in the bonus period in the previous month so that you can see when you qualified last month so that you make sure that you qualify this month within the right time frame so that you can rank advance, which was not available in the other dashboard on the current system. It's only available here. So we have that information available, and we'll probably put together something on how to find that for those people who are interested in it in the future, so you can figure out where it all of that. But for now, one of your best sources, if you're worried about the dashboard, go into your Revolution Office because all the data is there. You'll notice the numbers are pretty much the same between Revolution and the dashboard because they come from the same place. And if you have any questions, you know who to call.
And who would that be?
That would be you, Walter. They'll call you.
Nice. Okay, everybody, call me tomorrow, okay? Okay, thank you, Glenn. That was some useful information. Again, you know, the dashboard information, I just want to make sure everybody's reading it correctly. The new RevOffice piece that Glenn talked about, it's only for those who are on the RevOffice Pro. And we'll look to see how the response is to this, and that will determine if we push it out to everyone. So let me know, you pro users, let us know if you like it or not. It would be interesting to hear from you on that. Okay, a couple of things I want to cover. My piece today is pretty short, but I want to cover. One of the things I did want to mention, Sammy talked about updates and what IT was working on. Just want everybody to know that IT is also working on improving our importing process. I know people have had a lot of challenges with the current system and importing groups into groups and some other things. We're looking to improve the importing process, make it more streamlined, make it more easier. So hopefully we will have something out to you really, really, really soon. Make your life a whole lot easier, make my support life a whole lot easier. So once I know more, I'll definitely let you know. Also want to talk about, we sent out last week emails to everyone. So to everyone who purchased our personal marketing or business bundle between January 1st and April 9th, we sent an email to them about getting a $135 credit for the purchase, since the new system is providing pieces that they had to pay for under the bundles. The $135 credit is for one of two things. You can either use that to purchase a campaign, a five-touch campaign in the campaign store, or you can use it towards a 2019 Elevate convention ticket. So one or the other is what you can use it for. So in the email, we give details about that. There's a link to a form that someone can go and fill out, and they can make their selection. And once we know that, we'll get that process. If anybody selects the convention information, we'll send them information about that, how to redeem the $135 for the convention ticket down the road. But at least now they can identify that's what they want if they do want that. Also part of that program, if any of those people that purchase the bundle also upgraded to one of the new subscriptions, so to our enhanced or premium or enterprise subscription, we have additional items that they can earn based upon what level they upgraded to. So again, it's all spelled out in the email. Email went out to everyone that did purchase a bundle. So if somebody's wondering what they can do, how do they redeem their $135, have them look for that email that went out, I think, last Wednesday or Thursday, and the details should be there. If they don't have the email, you can let me know, and we'll get marketing to send that back out. Not a problem. And then international senders. So just kind of a clarification. So when you're sending a card to anyone who lives in the continental U.S., and since our facility is in the U.S., and this really is, again, only for international senders, the return address must be a U.S. address. So we have people wondering, well, how come my address doesn't appear on the card when I'm sending it? So, again, we have to have a U.S. address on the card. If you're out of the state and you don't have a U.S. address, we're putting our address on it. So when you send a card, in the return address field, you will see your information, such as your name and company, followed by a line that says, fulfilled by, send our card, and then our corporate office address. So this keeps us in compliance with regulation and also ensures your cards and gifts arrive correctly. And if they don't, we make sure they come back to us so we can get them processed correctly so you get credited that back. Okay, so hopefully it clears up a lot of things for you international senders. I think that's it. Glenn, thank you again for your information about the Rev Office. Very, very informative. Sammy, thank you again for your information about the IT updates, the marketing team, which is a spectacular team, everybody. And you guys up in the field, you have some information now. Remember the goal here. You got it. Now go spread the word. Tell everybody about the call. Have them listen to the call. As always, we will post this online so you can listen to it at any time. And then next Tuesday, we will be back for another live call with some more detailed information. So be sure to join us then. If you have any issues, again, that you think needs to be universally addressed, send them to me. Put in the subject line in the note, and we'll look at it. If we think it was something that's across the board, probably impacting several people, we'll get that reported and talked about on the next call. If not, again, I'll try to get back to you, or we'll get back to you eventually about what your individual issue is and some resolutions. And I think that's it. So, again, everybody, thank you for joining us today. Hopefully this has been informative. And we will talk on Tuesday, same bat time, same bat channel.